We want to thank you. Very good.
Okay.
Lord, we want to thank you again for the Bible.
主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，为了圣经。
And the Bible, Lord, is like the manna that the children of Israel used to collect 6 mornings a week.
圣经就像那个以色列人，他们在每隔六天去，每六天都要收起的那样的马拉那样。
And Lord, we keep coming back to the Bible because we know that it's the truth of God that we need for our lives every day.
现在我们一直来回来学习圣经，因为我们知道这就是我们人生中每一天都需要的精神食粮。
So help us this afternoon as we study, Lord.
所以当我们今天下午开始学习的，求您帮助我们。
We confess that we are a weak and a feeble people, but you still provide us good food. We pray that you will help us grow to be strong in the Lord.
我们知道我们都是虚弱的人，我们需要您给我们提供这样的精神食粮，让我们可以变得强壮起来。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, very, very good. We have been studying in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
一直在学习提摩太前书的第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2, and I guess our first summary, the first summary that I learned was this, that the message of the Bible is all about the fact that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Keep preaching that.
那这里面呢，我认为提摩太前书这一章讲的所有的圣经里讲的，也就是主耶稣基督来到世界上拯救罪人，然后一直传这样的道。
And we could get confused. We could wander in many different directions. But that's the great blessing. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like us.
那我们有时候会有点糊涂，有时候走不同的方向，但是呢，这就是一个主要的方向，主耶稣基督来到世界上来拯救像我们这样的罪人。
And then we studied last week in chapter 2 about the responsibilities that men have to pray, and it's mainly men. Women pray too, but they don't seem to have to be encouraged as much to pray as men do.
那这里面讲到的所有的都是，就是说男人呢要祷告，当然妇女也要祷告，但是呢，妇女并没有像男人那样要鼓励他们去祷告。
And so in the world, there is a joke that is often told about the man and the woman on the highway.
因为在这个世界上呢，通常有这样一个笑话，讲的一个男人和一个女人，他们在高速公路上。
And the woman says, I think we're lost. We should ask someone for directions.
所以那个女人说呢，跟那个男人说，我认为我们迷路了，所以我们要找一个人问一下路。
And the man says, I agree with you. I think we're lost, so we're going to drive faster.
所以这个男人跟那个女人说呢，我同意你的说法，我们是迷路了，但是我们要开快一点。
And so the counsel of the Lord is, don't just go faster, pray, pray, keep on praying. That's what the man of God, the woman of God, but especially the man of God has got to do.
因为神呢告诉我们呢，就是说呢，不要走那么快，然后呢你就祷告，祷告，这就是神给，特别是给男人的指示，也给女人的指示。
And so the message of all of us is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's verse 15 of chapter 1.
所以呢，这就是呢，主要的信息呢，就是主耶稣基督来到世界上拯救罪人，这就是第一章的第15节，提摩太前书。
Now chapter 2 of verse 8 says, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing.
第二章的第八节说, 我愿男人无愤怒无争论, 举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
And so there is a phenomenon in our day of men praying, lifting up their hands when they pray.
因为在我们今天呢有这样一个现象, 就是说当那些男人祷告的时候呢, 他们把双手举起来。
And I frankly have always been reluctant to do that.
坦率地说呢,我很难那么去做。
The verse says we are to lift up holy hands in prayer.
所以这里讲到的就是,我们要举起圣洁的手,当我们祷告的时候。
My heart says to me, Harold, I don't know that you're holy enough to lift up your hands as an example. You've got to be, it isn't just lifting up hands. The Lord doesn't say, oh, his hands are up higher than the other person's hands. I'll answer his prayer. The answer is, I will look to holy hands. And men have got to say, I want my hands to be holy when I pray.
没有圣洁到那个程度可以把我的手举起来。就是说当人举手祷告的时候呢,神并不是看谁的手举得高,就答应应许谁的祷告,甚而是人去看,祷告的人属神的人,他们是,他们的手是圣洁的。So
you'll remember then that God places a very great priority on holiness.
因为你知道神把这个有一个主要的一个就是你的圣洁有一个主要的一个表示顺序。
Some people say, well, you don't have to be that obedient. Your life doesn't have to be that good. You just pray and the Lord will forget your sins.
有些人说呢,你不要,你不必那么圣洁,你不必好到那个程度,你就祷告,神就会应允你的祷告。
But that is not the teaching of God.
这个并不是神的教导。
Some people even talk about what they call conscience money.
有些人呢,甚至说呢,是良心的钱。
Some people think that if you sin, if your life is not holy, you can pay more money to the church, and that will make up for the fact that you sinned.
所以实际上呢,有些人说呢,你不必那么圣洁,你可以犯罪,但是呢,你可以给教会更多的钱,这样的话呢,就可以抵消你的罪。
And some people have gone so far as to put a price on each sin. It's not what the Bible says, but that's what some people have taught.
有的人呢,他们甚至走到远到一个程度,他们把每一项罪呢,都标一个价。
So some people would say if you sin one sin, that would cost $100.
有些人说,如果你犯了一项罪,那个你必须付100块钱。
And if you sinned another sin, that might cost you $1,000.
如果你犯了另一项罪,可能要付1000块钱。
Some very small sin might only cost you $10.
有些小小的罪可能只要10块钱。
That's not at all the teaching of the Bible.
这不是圣经教导。
Lord says, don't sin. Lord says, when you pray from a background of a life that is holy, and the Lord will listen to and answer your prayers much more than if you come saying, oh, I'm a sinner, but it's not that bad.
因为主说呢,你别犯罪。 当你祷告的时候呢,你要有一个非常圣洁的背景,而不是说,我祷告的时候,罪并没有那么糟糕。And
then verse 8 ends with the phrase, we're to pray without anger or disputing.
后面接着讲呢, 你不要有愤怒，不要有争论。
Some people apparently, when they pray when they get really mad at somebody. And they say, Lord, would you please punish that person for doing that bad thing to me? I'm angry. No, 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 that's not God's way.
有些人祷告的时候他带着愤怒，他就说呢，他对有些人感到非常的不满，他会非常不喜欢那个人，他就祷告说，主啊，求你去惩罚那个人，我祷告求你惩罚那个人，因为他做了一件很坏的事，我不喜欢他，这不是我们要去祷告的一个方式。
And other people might have an argument with somebody and say, I think this is the way it should be. That person says no, but I know I'm right. I'm going to pray that Lord will make me even more right and will teach them that they are wrong. And no, no, you pray that the Lord will help you and will help them. Don't pray because you're in an argument. Don't pray because you're angry. Pray from of the position of holy hands and say, Lord, I want you to bless. I'm going to try to be holy. Lord, would you bless them and let them get saved too?
所以有些人呢，他们是由于和人起了争执来祷告。他说，我说认为是这样，那个人认为是那样的。所以他说，好，我现在我要来祷告。我要祷告呢，让主认为我比你更正确。这样呢，主会说是我的祷告，我比你说的是正确的，所以不要那样去祷告，这不是圣经教导的，也不要愤怒的时候去祷告。所以你祷告的时候呢，要正确，你要祷告说啊，主啊，求您帮助我，帮助他，帮助我们，达成一致，而不是去反对抗那个人去祷告。
So here we are again, then the priority for men.Is that men should be praying and should be praying that many others will become Christians too. Pray from a holy hands position, but pray and pray, men, that's your responsibility.
所以人的首要任务呢，男人首要任务就是你祷告，你祷告呢，让其他的人得救，这就是你作为男人应该去祷告的。
Now the contrast,between verse 8 and verse 9 is that verses 8 and those preceding it are primarily to males, to men. And the priority that follows is primarily to women.
对那个八节和九节他们的相对之处呢，就是八节主要是对男人的主要任务，第九节呢是主要对女人来说女人的主要任务。
Now remember, God says that there is a distinction, a difference between men and women.
所以大家记得神说呢，在男人和女人之间是有区别的。
That is true regardless of what our society says. God says there's a difference.
所以呢，这就是呢，更不是我们今天当今的社会所说的。神说呢，是男人和女人之间是有区别的。
Okay, now the problem with men is that they often fail to pray. And the problem with women is, well, we better read the verses to see what some very common problems with women are.
所以呢，对男人来说，他通常呢，他就没有去祷告。但是对女人来说呢，就是第九节里出现的问题，我们应该是来读一下这节经文。
So verses 9 and 10,Roy, if you could read that in Chinese, then I will read it in English.
所以我先跟大家把第九节和第十节用中文读一遍，他用再用英文读。又要女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编发、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳作为装饰，只要有善行，这才是与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
All right, verse 9. I also want women to dress modestly, with decency and propriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds, appropriate for women who profess to worship God. Is that a logical contrast? This is what men ought to do. This is what women ought to do. Here's the contrast.
这是一个有逻辑的相对的来说的话，就这个是男人应该做的，这边呢是女人应该做的。
Is that logical?
这个对比是不是有逻辑？
And the answer is, of course it's logical, it's in the Bible.
这答案是当然是有逻辑的， 因为这个是在圣经里写。
So women, you know, and most of you are women, you know that women are very, very particular about the clothes that they wear.
因为女人呢，通常呢，就是特别特别在乎她自己穿什么样的衣服。你们都是女人很多，你们知道这个。
And so sometimes they say, I'm not sure if I should wear that. I don't know that that suits me. I'm not sure that the color is the right.
所以有些人呢，那通常说呢， 我不知道这个衣服适不适合我，我不确定这个颜色对我来说是不是合适的。
And when they go somewhere, they often say, now, I'm not sure what I should wear. I'm not sure whether this would be appropriate or that would be appropriate.
他们去每一个地方的时候，他们说呢，我们不确定这件衣服穿到那里是不是合适，它是不是适合我。
And so the clothing business is a big business in our world.
所以服装生意呢，在我们当今世界是一个
Now, the instruction of the Lord is, all right, women, you are supposed to wear the right clothes when you serve the Lord.
主给我们的指导就是说，妇女，当你为神做工的时候，你要穿适当的衣服。
All right, but Verse 9 says, I want women to dress modestly, the contrast being, how should men dress?
因为这里第九节说要以正派的衣裳作为装饰，那么对比来说，男人应该穿什么样的衣服？
Well, men aren't terribly particular about what clothes they wear. They tend to be much more casual than women on that subject.
男人呢，并通常并不关心他们穿什么，相对女人来说，他们更关心的是否正式。
So if a godly man wants to dress appropriately, what does he do?
所以一个属神的男人，他要穿得合适，他会怎么去做？
He prays.
他祷告。
That's the teaching of the first part of chapter 2.
这就是第二章的前半部分所教导的。
So sometimes, mommy has to say to the little boy, did you put the right clothes on to go to school today?
有时候妈妈会跟小男孩说，你今天上学的时候穿了适当的衣服吗？
And when daddy goes out, he's got to make sure that he's got the right clothes on. How does he put the right clothes on? He prays before he goes out.
所以当他爸爸出镜子的时候，他要选择把正确的衣服穿上。那么他怎么做呢？他先祷告。
So you can remember the story of the two little girls who were talking.
你记得这样一个故事，就是两个小女儿在那谈话。
And one girl says, my daddy's bigger than your daddy.
一个女儿说，我爸爸比你爸爸大。
And the other girl says, and my daddy talks to God. Who's your daddy talk to?
另一个女孩说呢，我爸爸是跟神说话的，那你爸爸跟谁说话呢？
And so as daddies, the men have got to get to the point where they say, my most appropriate clothing is the proof that I pray.
所以呢，这个呢， 作为父亲，他要非常的小心。他怎么说？他说呢，我最适当的衣服，我要穿的是我祷告。
It's true that men have got to pray privately But it's also true that men have got to pray publicly so that people know that they pray.
也实际上呢，那属神的人呢，他们在私下也祷告，但特别是他们要在公众场合祷告，让别人知道他在祷告。
And now what do women do? Well, verse 9 says, I want women to dress modestly.
所以呢，那妇女怎么做？第九节说，妇女要以正派的衣裳为装饰。
And I'm not sure precisely the meaning of that word, but certainly with decency and propriety would help explain that.
因为我不确定这个正派到底是什么意思，但是呢，廉耻呢，清醒呢，这个是可能证明这个事情。
So you wouldn't want, nobody would want to dress in such a way as to draw attention to themselves in an inappropriate manner.
因为没有人想这样把他呢穿一个穿这样一个衣服让别人的吸引力以不恰当的方式在他自己身上。
And whatever modesty and decency and propriety are, they are the opposite of braided hair, gold, pearls, expensive clothes.
你不管这个正派啊、廉耻啊、清醒啊是什么意思，但是不以编发黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
I heard of one woman who got herself a job in a very expensive clothing store.
我听到一个妇女呢，找到一份工作，她的工作是在一个非常昂贵的衣服里面的一个商店里。
And she was a buyer for the store. She had a very important job.
所以她是那个商店的采购，所以她有一个非常重要的工作。
And she said, before I became a Christian, she said, I almost never left the store in the evening without buying something for myself.
她说呢，在我成为一个基督徒之前，我从来没有说不买一件衣服就下班走了。
She said her husband used to tease her and said, you don't work for that store because they pay you. You pay them for the privilege of working in that store.
她说她丈夫经常跟她说呢，你在那个商店工作并不是为了去赚钱，而是因为你去付钱在那个买他们的东西，可以优先去买，所以你才找这份工作。
Now that's not the way it should be done. What is the way women should dress?
所以这不是那个应该去做事的方式。那么女人应该怎么样去穿衣服呢？
Verse 10, with good deeds, appropriate for women who profess to worship God.
所以第十节说，只要有善行，这才是自称是敬神的女人相宜的。
So the man gets up and he says, am I dressed appropriately? Does everybody know I'm praying? Am I praying as I should?
所以一个人说呢，我穿得合适吗？每个人都知道我在祷告吗？我在以我应该祷告的方式祷告吗？
And the woman says, am I dressed appropriately? Is it obvious to all that by God's grace I'm working for Jesus?
所以一个女人她穿得合适吗？她就说借着神的恩典，人家都知道我在为神做工。
Well, that's not the way most clothing stores would present themselves.
这不是大多数那些卖服装的商店，他们像那样展示他们自己。
But that's God's plan. Men pray in order to be properly dressed. Women do good works in order to be properly dressed. And there's no substitute for that.
实际上呢，神说的呢，就是男人祷告，这样呢，让他们可以，他们穿正合适的衣服，人家知道他们祷告。那么妇女呢，穿合适的衣服呢，就是他们在做好事。
But verse 11 says, now a woman should learn in quietness with full submission.
第十一节说那女人要学要沉浸学到一味的顺服。可能 Harold 他电脑没电了，可能没接电脑上去。所以你们刚才讲的他讲的你们有没有什么问题，这样待会儿他一会儿回来你们可以问一下，因为他刚才讲的比较复杂，可能也有点绕。你看你们哪一句经文如果不清楚的话，现在他等他那个把他电脑重新连回来之前，你们可以想一下，或者你们也可以就刚才那个学的自由讨论一下。
就是穿服装去教会，这男人的就说要穿合适的，女人你怎么样来分别什么是合适的衣服不合适的，什么是什么不编法黄金，正就这种有点很难理解。就是要穿的就是很朴素，就算是有的也别戴了，有耳环也别戴，有珍珠也别戴，是不是那个意思？字面的好像看就是去教会要真。
我理解的他讲的呢，基本上就是说，你穿什么其实就是不是重要的，你就是要去服侍主耶稣，你要去有善行，并不是说你要把。他讲的是那个重点，你的注意力要集中在哪些方面，不是说我成天想着去那个要什么珠宝啊。就像他刚才讲的故事，就是那个女的，他说有些女的现实中也有这样的，他就是为了能够优先买到那个商店最新的款式，他就到那个店里去找个工作，然后呢那个店里来了新款，像有的很难买，就第一时间就能买到，就这样。所以这个就是说他的目的就是这个，他讲这个故事的目的呢，就是说他的目的找工作的目的是为了买衣服，而不是工作赚钱。所以这个呢就是说你妇女装扮的话呢，你的目的是为了更好的去服侍神，能够做好事，而不是说表现自己，说你看我穿的多漂亮，我有多少贵重的首饰啊衣服这样的。
就是心思意念，就是你的目的啊，你的出发点。
对对对，就是这个穿着它不是重要，就是你要穿完了去做什么。大概男人也是要祷告嘛，他讲的那个就是。
谢谢。
Okay, so the bad news is that my computer died and I'm back on my tablet.
Yeah, welcome back.
The good news is that my new computer is in the trunk of my car. And I'm going to get it out of the trunk soon, and it'll be here, so this won't happen as often.
他现在的问题是他的那个，他买了一台新电脑，他没开箱。他说如果他开箱了以后呢，这样的经常那个掉线的问题就不会发生了。
All right, so I can't remember where we were. I guess we were talking about verse 11. And the fact is that women are to learn in quietness and submission.
我们应该是在第十一节，那女人呢要沉浸学道，完全的顺服。
Men and women have different roles in the Church of God, in society in general. They have been different from the very beginning.
所以呢，实际上呢，男人和女人呢，在教会里是有不同的角色，但是呢，他们从一开始实际上就是不一样。
And the world today says we should not be different. We are exactly equal, and God says no, you're different.
这个世界上呢，说呢，我男人和女人呢，其实是没有区别的，他们是同等的。但神说呢，不是，男人和女人是有区别的。
In the church, there are different roles that they play.
在教会里呢，男人和女人有不同的角色要去做。
While Jesus is away, the man has the responsibility of exhibiting what the Lord would be if he were here.
因为当主耶稣基督不在这里的时候呢，男人的责任呢，就向女人展示，如果主耶稣基督在这里，他会怎么做。
The woman has the responsibility of exhibiting what the church would be and do if Jesus were here.
所以呢，女人的角色呢，就是说，如果主耶稣基督不在这里，啊，女人作为教会那样的角色，应该怎么去做？
So if the Lord Jesus Christ were to walk into this room today by Zoom, and he were just to appear on one of the screens,What would I do?
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督他出现在这个Zoom的 meeting 这个会议上，就像我们每一个人的自己一个小画面的话，他出现在这个画面上面的时候 ，Harold 应该做什么
？Would I say, "Oh, it's nice to see you here, Lord. You just sit there. I'm talking, and after I've finished, then you and I can have a chat." Is that what I would say?
所以我会这样去说吗？我说主啊。欢迎来，然后您就在那坐着，等我把我这个讲完了以后，我再和您交谈。我会这样去做吗
？No, I would say, Lord, you're here, and I'm going to welcome you, and I'm not going to say another word. You do the teaching.
所以我会这样说，我说主啊，您在这里，然后从现在开始，我一个字都不会讲了，您来教导我们。
But the Lord isn't here, so as a man, I have a responsibility to say what I believe he would say.
因为主耶稣基督他不在这里，所以我作为一个男人呢，我要这样的职责来讲，如果主在这里，他会讲什么。
And the woman says, if the Lord Jesus were here, I would be sitting in quietness and submission to him.That's what I am going to do.
所以呢，女人呢，就是如果主耶稣基督在这里呢，我要沉浸学道，完全的顺服，这就是我要去做的事儿。
And that is why when you get to verse 12, the apostle says, I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be silent.
这就是为什么使徒保罗在第十二节说，我不许女人讲道。也不许他辖管男人，只要沉静。
So it is not the woman's responsibility to teach; it is the woman's responsibility to obey, as it's the man's responsibility to obey.
所以呢，实际上呢，在那个讲道不是女人的职责，女人的职责就是顺服，就像男人顺服主一样的顺服。
But she is to be the example of full submission.
所以呢，他必须是一个完全顺服的一个榜样。
Now, that will be displayed in the home.
因为这个呢，在家里呢，就应该是这样。
So in the home, you've got a couple of little children, mommy and daddy.
你在家里呢，你有几个孩子，爸爸和妈妈。
And daddy says to Johnny, Johnny, I would like you to do this.
所以爸爸跟 Johnny 说呢 ,Johnny, 我要你去做这件事儿。
Johnny says, no, I don't want to.
跟 Johnny 说我不想做。
And daddy says, well, Johnny, why wouldn't you do that?
所以爸爸说 ,Johnny, 你为什么不这么做呢
?And Johnny says, could you ask mommy to do something yesterday? And she said, no, I won't.
所以那个 Johnny 说呢爸爸你昨天叫妈妈去做什么事儿。
And Johnny says, if mommy doesn't have to obey you, I don't have to obey you either.
And Johnny 说如果妈妈不顺服你我也不会顺服。
And sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes daddy says, you do this. And Johnny says, I don't and I won't because you don't do it yourself.
所以有时候的情况也不一样。如果那个爸爸跟 Johnny 说 Johnny 你把这个事做了 Johnny 说我不会做因为连你自己都不会做。
So the man is to be the example of the Lord Jesus, and the woman is to be the example of the church, doing as the Lord Jesus would have her do. She prays that the man will lead in the right direction, and she goes following him in order to prove that she believes in Jesus.
所以实际上呢，男人呢就是主耶稣的样子，那个女人呢就是教会的样子，主耶，女人呢她顺服家里的男人呢，就是要证明她顺服主耶稣基督。
Now, one of the things that women often do is they often talk a lot.
所以女人通常做的事呢，她们就是话太多。
And that's a good thing, because the children would never learn to talk if mommy didn't talk.
所以这是一件好事，如果妈妈不说话的话，小孩就不会学会说话。
I have a friend who had a wife, and she was from Scotland.
所以呢，我有一个朋友，他的太太呢是从苏格兰来的。
She lived in Canada, but she had recently come from Scotland.
她现在呢住在加拿大，她但是刚从苏格兰搬过来的。
She had a young son who is probably 2 or 3 years old, and he started to talk.
她有一个小孩，大概2到3岁，然后她开始学说话。
He had lived in Canada all his life, and he had never gone to Scotland, but when he learned to talk, he spoke with a Scottish accent.
所以呢，他在加拿大出生的，他从来没有去过苏格兰，但是这个男孩刚开始学习说话的时候呢，带着苏格兰的口音。
And my friend, his father, used to love to hear his son speak, because he sounded just like his wife.
所以呢，我的朋友呢，他特别喜欢听他的儿子说话，因为他如果听到儿子说话，就好像在听他妻子说话。
Now the woman is to learn in quietness in order that she can talk like Jesus.
所以呢，女人呢要学会沉静，沉静呢，这样呢，她就会像主耶稣基督那样去说话。
All right, so verse 12 says, I don't permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be silent.
第三节说，我不许女人教导，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静。
Now it's just as hard for a woman to be silent as it is for a man to teach.
所以呢，那个让一个女人保持安静，跟让一个男人去教导，同样的难。
The man doesn't know what to say very often, and the woman doesn't know how to be silent very often.
通常呢，男人不知道该怎么去说话，女人呢也不知道该怎样去保持沉静。
But in particular, the woman has got to not exercise authority over the man.
所以呢，女人呢也不
any more than we should be exercising authority over the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们也不是说要去我们的辖管，也不要超过我们的主耶稣基督。
Then there's reasons given, and there are several reasons for this.
然后就给出了原因，为什么要这么说？有几个原因。
The first was this, for Adam was formed first and then Eve.
因为这个原因，第一条原因呢，是因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
Why does Eve listen to Adam? Because Adam was born first, was created first, and Eve was created for him.
为什么夏娃要顺服亚当呢? 因为亚当是先造的, 然后后面才造的夏娃。
Why do we follow the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们为什么顺服主耶稣基督呢？
Well, for many reasons, not the least of which is he was created first and we were created for him.
所以呢，这个呢，就是首先第一个原因呢，主耶稣基督他是造物主，我们是被造出来，为他造出来。
And if there were no other reason, that would be sufficient reason for us to believe and follow and obey the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，就没有其他的任何的一个原因比这个更要说服我们去顺服主耶稣基督的。
But Eve made a couple of very serious mistakes. Number one, in verse 14, Adam was not deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became the sinner.
接下来呢，他犯了几样错误。第一件呢，就是在第十四节，岂不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，现在罪。
Now, the woman, if you like, disqualified herself from the position of leadership.
所以呢，这个妇女呢，她让她自己呢，首先呢，没有资格去做领导。
And people say today, well, that wasn't me. That was my mother a long way back. I don't need to be responsible for that. And the answer is yes, you do.
所以有的女人说呢，这不是我做的，是我那个很早很早的那个牧区所做的。我不用去为她做的是负责，但是是的，一定要为她做的是负责。
We are all born into the circumstances that we inherited.
所以呢，我们都生活在这样一个环境里，因为我们是继承下来。
So your circumstances aren't the same as mine, never were. All our circumstances were different, and in part because of the heritage we came out of.
所以呢，你和我所继承的东西都是一样的。不管有什么区别，我们都是从同一个方式下继承下来的。
And so, you and I often suffer because of the mistakes of our forebears.
因为你我通常呢为我们的先辈人犯的错误而受苦。
So we go out of our way to do it right, so that our children.Don't suffer because of our sins and mistakes.
所以呢，我们应该去做正确的事，这样呢，我们的后代呢，就不会因为我们的罪去受苦。
But it's interesting, it says, Adam was not deceived, the woman was deceived.
这里很有趣的说呢，不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱。
And we're not sure of all the reasons, but the fact is that women have the potential of being deceived often more than a man. That's the way it is. The woman was deceived.
因为我们不知道确切的仔细的原因，但是我们知道的是呢，女人呢，通常会比男人容易受诱惑。
But the tragedy is that way back in Genesis chapter 3, you'll remember the story, the woman ate of the fruit and then she gave it to Adam and he did eat.
所以呢，悲剧的是呢，一直追溯到创世纪的第三章，是那个女人，她看见那个禁果好吃，她摘下来吃了，然后她给了亚当吃。
After she had eaten and realized that she had sinned, what should she have done?
但是呢，当她吃了那个禁果以后，她意识到了她犯了罪，她应该怎么做呢？
She should have said, Adam, I've sinned, don't eat this, don't do it, Adam. She encouraged Adam to sin, she didn't discourage Adam from sin. That was very bad.
他应该说呢，亚当呢，我犯了罪，我吃了，你不应该吃。他是去鼓励亚当犯罪，而不是劝阻亚当不要犯罪，这是一件非常坏的事。
And so the Bible is teaching that there are differences.
所以圣经呢, 教导我们呢, 男人和女人是有区别的。
Some of those differences the woman brought upon themselves. Some of those differences are because of their inherent nature, but there are differences.
所以呢, 有些不同的是那些人呢, 他自己, 把他引到自己身上, 有些是他继承下来的, 但是确实在男人女人之间是有区别的。
And this passage is not necessarily teaching that men are better. It's simply teaching that men and women are different. Both have important roles to play in God's sight, but they are different.
所以这篇文章呢, 并不是说男人比女人好,比女人强。 这篇文章教导的呢,就是男人和女人是有不一样的地方, 他们是有区别的, 他们有不同的角色, 尤其在神的眼里, 看他们是不一样的。
Now when we get to heaven, who is going to be better in heaven? The men or the women?
当我们去到天堂以后呢, 谁会更好? 是男人更好呢, 还是女人更好?
When we get to heaven, who is going to get the more important jobs?
当我们去到天堂的时候呢, 谁会得到最重要的工作呢?
And the Lord Jesus said, that when we get to heaven, we won't be male or female.
主耶稣基督说,当我们去到天堂以后呢, 我们就没有男性和女性的区别。
We're all going to be like the angels in heaven. We're all going to be serving the Lord. So who will get the greatest rewards?
因为我们所有人都像天使一样,我们都要去服侍神,那么谁可以得到 最重要的奖赏。
And the answer is the one who fulfilled his responsibility as given to God, given from God to him or her, the one who fulfills the responsibility given will be the one who gets the greatest rewards.
答案是呢, 不管是男人女人, 谁, 完成了神, 给他要实行的职责, 谁完成的最好, 谁就得到最重要的奖赏。
Now, frankly, often in this life, it's the man who attracts more rewards to himself than the woman.
所以呢, 坦率地说, 在当今世界上呢, 男人呢, 得到的奖赏,
The Lord often has to say, all right, in life you had your reward, now you, you're in eternity, you don't get the reward, you already had it when you were alive.
因为主呢说呢, 你在你活着的时候呢, 得到了已经得到了你的奖赏, 所以在永恒里呢, 你没有就得不到那么多奖赏, 因为你先得到你的奖赏, 当你活着。
So often I think when we get to heaven, the Lord will be handing out the rewards to the women, and more women, and more women, and more women. And I think some of us will be sitting in the background and say, Lord, what about us? And the Lord will say, Harold, you had your reward. You didn't follow these lovely women. They were following me when, Harold, you were doing.
所以我就在想呢,我到天上去呢,到了天堂以后,主会把这奖赏给这个女人,给那个女人,然后呢, 我们这些男人呢,可能就坐在后面。然后呢,Harold就说了,主了,因为奖赏都给他们了,那我们得什么呢?主会说,Harold,你已经在那个,你在世界上的时候,你已经得了很多奖赏了。那些女人呢,比你做得更好,所以他们应该得到更多的奖赏。In
life we have different roles to play, different responsibilities, but in heaven, we will all be rewarded on the basis of the faith that we use to follow the Lord when he gave us that responsibility.
所以呢, 在这个世界上呢, 我们是有各种各样的不同, 但是呢, 到了那个天堂以后, 我们所有的人呢, 得到的奖赏呢, 都是按照我们, 神交给我们的任务, 我们完成的程度, 来得到奖赏。
And then verse 15 is a very surprising verse. It says, but women will be saved through childbirth if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with propriety.
所以第十五节呢是一个非常令人惊奇的一段经文。第十五节说，然而女人若藏存信心、爱心又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
So, the role of women in many respects is the role of motherhood, both physical motherhood and spiritual motherhood.
所以女人的角色呢，通常是在她的这个母性的角色上。这个母性呢，就是说在身体上的母性和在属灵的母性。
And the route to success for women is not wearing fancy clothes or gold or precious stones. What's the line say? Gold, pearls, or expensive clothes. That's not the way it's going to be in heaven. The rewards in heaven will be on the basis of faith and love and holiness with propriety.
所以实际上呢，给女人的奖赏呢，并不是说因为她穿着时尚的衣服，她变化有黄金、珍珠和贵重的衣裳，这不是，而是她们这个女性所行的爱心，她的那个善行，这些所有的一切才是女人在天堂得奖赏的途径。
So success in their lives is going to come.On the fact that they believed God in their circumstances. They lived love in their circumstances. And they practiced holiness in their circumstances. That's what God sees. That's what God rewards.
所以他们女人呢，她得奖赏的，她的那种情况呢，是取决于她在她的那种状态下的信心，她在那种状态下的爱心，她在那种状态下所行的善行，这一切的所有的都是她将来要在天堂得奖赏的基础。
So men, you get in there and pray. And women, you fill your life with good works, and God will bless And by the grace of God, the result will be physical and spiritual posterity for his glory.
所以呢，男人呢，你们就祷告，女人呢，你们做善事。这样的话呢，所有的一切，你们都会按照你们自己所做的，不管是在肉体上还是在精神上，将来为了神的荣耀而得奖赏。
All right, so that's a breakdown of God's overview for men and God's overview for women. And maybe we should take time for a question or two that might arise from this before we go on to the servants in the church, the overseers and the deacons.
所以这里呢，就是神对男人和女人的一个概论。看法，所以呢，这里呢，应该是在这些特别的问题上呢，大家可能会有些疑问，应该把问题提出来，在我们学习下一章关于教会的那些长老和执事的那个之前，大家可以提出一些问题。
All right, maybe we'll just carry on.Got some questions. I guess I should maybe take a minute. At our last meeting, I was trying to find a verse for you on the subject of the fact that when we believe, what we believe in is God who raises dead bodies.
所以呢，在我们那个提问题之前呢，我认为在上一个讲到上一篇讲道里呢，讲到的神是怎么样把。
And I was looking for a verse in the book of Hebrews that says that the children of Israel could not go into the promised land because of their unbelief.
因为我在寻找一些经文，就是说以色列人他们进不了应许之地，是因为他们的不信。
That verse is at the end of chapter 3 in the book of Hebrews. I was looking for it later on in the book. But the verse is the end of chapter 3.
因为他后来他找了一下，找了一下是在第三章，希伯来书第三章的最后一节。
Have you noticed that the blessings of God always flow from the foundation of belief?
你知道吗？那个神的赐福，所有的都是基于在信心的基础上。
And so, even here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, the phrase is, they will be saved in childbirth if they continue in faith. That's always the foundation. Do we believe?
所以实际上呢，就算在希伯来书第二章里，最后一节也是讲到，然而女人若存信心、爱心又圣洁之手，他们就必得救。之所以他们得救的原因呢，所有的都是基于信心上的。
And remember now, faith is always so easy. The circumstances might make it difficult, but it's still easy to say, I don't understand, but God said, I'm to believe him, I'm going to continue to believe him.
所以要知道的信心呢，通常就是很容易的。很容易的就是说呢，尽管这个有时候出现一些状况是变得困难，然后你就说，这个神是这样说的，尽管我不理解，但是我相信，这就是说信心。
All right, now back to chapter 3, and we'll read some of these verses here. Chapter 3 and verse 1.
I think maybe Sunny had a question.
All right, I can't see, yes, I can see Sunny. I didn't notice that. I'm working on a smaller screen, so I don't see things as clearly as I should. Carry on, Sunny.
Okay.
我就想问一下 Harold, 将来我们无论是信徒面对神的赏赐的审判，还是作为非信徒面对神大宝座前的审判，那夫妻之间共同决定的事情，神是怎么样，是将来在天上是不分没有性别没有男女，那我们在地上如果是夫妻两人一起做出的决定，一起做的事情视为一体的话，神是不是也像面对对待亚当和夏娃一样分别审判，各负各的责任，还是因为女人的顺服，那男人应该承担主要的责任？
你说的男人和女人他是都是信徒还不是，还是不是都不是，或者一方是
两种可能，如果是有一方不是信徒，另一方不是说圣经里讲因为有一方是圣洁的，那另一方也跟着他成为圣洁，那是不是他就可以他成为圣洁以后，第一是不是可以就上天堂，第二就是说面对审判的时候，那将来我就没有夫妻这种关系了，在天堂里那无论是赏赐还是在地下的审判，那是分别进行的还是视为一体一起审判的？
So Sunny's question is about that all believers will go to the judgment seat of Christ, and the unbelievers will go to the great white throne. So her question is about if a husband and a wife, they made decisions together, so when we go to heaven, there's no male and female. So the judgment for the husband or for wife, they will be judged together or just judged separately. And if the woman, the wife, submit her to the husband, then the husband will responsibility for the all the guilty or just the husband and the wife have to face that the sin they committed together.
And I'm not sure, Sonny, whether I really understand the question. I'm going to give you an answer, but it might not be what you're asking.
你的不是很确定到底是说他有没有理解到你的问题，但是他会给你一个答案，有可能不是你想要的，但是你可以先听一下。
The fact is, at the judgment seat of Christ, each person will be rewarded individually.
这第一个答案呢，在主耶稣基督的那个审判台前，就是奖你奖赏那个台前，每一个人都会得到他们奖赏，按照自己，按照个人的奖赏。
Sometimes the wife is going to find it very easy to obey and follow her husband.
有时候呢，那些妻子呢，发现呢，非常容易的去顺服和跟随她的丈夫。
And he may find it very hard, so he would get more reward because he does what is right when it's hard. She would get less reward because she does what is right when it's easy.
实际上呢，有时候在这种情况下呢，丈夫呢，他能得到更多的奖赏，因为他的工作是比较难做的。那个女人呢，因为她把工作都推到男人头上，所以她的工作是比较容易做的，所以她得到的奖赏呢，就少于她的丈夫。Very
often, the husband makes the wrong decision, and the woman must do what is right under those circumstances, though it be extremely hard.
因为有时候呢，那个丈夫呢，做了一个错误的决定，做了错误的事儿，在这种情况下呢，要女人去顺服她的丈夫呢，是极其难做的。
And consequently, she would get very great reward.
所以如果她顺服了，她就会得到很大的奖赏。
Now, what would happen if they both decided to do something that was wrong?
所以呢，如果他们两个都决定做了一件错事，会发生什么呢？
Well, then they would both lose much reward, wouldn't they?
然后他们会同时失去大量的奖赏，是不是？
So it's hard. We can't say precisely who's going to get what reward. The Lord Jesus will reward us according to the faith that was required in that particular circumstance.
所以对我们来说是很难去知道我们谁会得到更多的。 更大的奖赏的是主耶稣基督，他来根据你们自己的信心和你们自己所做的工作来决定你们该得到什么样的奖赏。
But I'm not sure that I've got to the foundation of your question at all.
他不是很确定他有没有把你那个问题的所有的基本的东西都。
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it's as simple as that, but it is important.
You scared us, just like your phone.
Yeah, but my computer keeps falling over. I didn't mean to scare you. It's going to fall again. Let me do another trick here. Does it go bang?
Yeah, just like a
okay. Bang. That's probably going to be better now.
Yeah. It's much better now.
I've got to try to keep you awake. This way I get you all excited.
他要让大家保持清醒，如果你看到他不断的那么样, 你就会感到幸福。
Okay, anything else before we get into chapter 3?
你在我们进到下一章之前，到底有没有其他的问题？他那个林妹。
林妹 ，yes, very good, 林妹。
我就想问一下，这个希伯来书第三章最后讲的这个不信，他这里有没有不信是讲这种不信，因为这个不信是不得救，还是因为这不信是不成圣？他指的那个进入安息是指的他不得救，还是指的不成圣，不能进入安息呢？
你说的是第二章的最后这个？
就是第三章，那个第三章最后希伯来书不就他哈尔德不是讲那个，就是这些人因为信神迹他们不信嘛，他们最后那经文说没有进入安息。我就想确认一下，这个进入安息是指的不得救，还是不成圣，还是这个安息到底指的是什么？
Okay, so I think Lima's question is about that Hebrews chapter 3, the last verse you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Because in this verse, so we see they were not able to enter because of the unbelief. So I think in Chinese, they translate into rest. They have rest, have peace or something there. So this, I think Nimei's question is, you just wonder if they cannot, they were not able to enter in, because they are not believe, it's not unbelief, this belief is they are not saved, or they, because they are not, because they were saved, but they are not sanctified, they are not holy.
That's a good question, and I'm trying to fully understand it. The fact is that of those who came out of Egypt, only two went into the promised land, Caleb and Joshua.
所以实际上呢，他就试图来把这个问题完全理解。所以那一代出来的人，只有两个人进了应许之地，一个是约书亚，一个是 Caleb。
I believe that the rest that is being discussed here, is the rest of getting into the promised land.
他认为这里面讲到的他们呢，他们是他们不能进入那个应许之地。
So verse 17 says, with whom was God angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the desert?
所以第十七节说呢，神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？
So they could not get into the promised land because of their unbelief.
所以呢，他们是因为不信，所以他们不能进入应许之地。
Now I think the question is, was it the unbelief of never having salvation, or was it the unbelief of not getting all the blessings of salvation? I think that's the question that Ling Mei is asking.
Yeah, I think so. 所以他理解的呢，就是说这个不信呢，并不是说是他们有没有得救，还是因为他们得救了没有得到所有神的赐福。
I think that there could be a sense in which it was both. I really think that it was a case of they never got the salvation in the first place.
因为他认为呢，这两种都是有可能的。第一种呢，就是 他们从一开始就没有得救。
If they had believed enough to get into the promised land, they would have got the blessings of the promised land afterwards.
因为他们如果足够的信，信到那个程度，他们可以进到应许之地，那么他们就能够得到在应许之地的神的赐福。
So, I'm trying to be more definitive. I'm not able to at the present time. I just think that it was the eternal salvation that they missed out on.
所以呢，实际上他想把这个事情呢说得更清楚一点，但是到目前呢为止，他因为自己还没有说清楚，所以他觉得呢是他们没有得到那个永恒的救恩。
And that is brought out by the context, Ling Mei, from verse 7 down through the end of the chapter. It's all about entering the rest that they should have had. They said no to following God and believing in God.
所以呢，这里从上下文来讲，希伯来书三章从七节一直讲到最后一节，这里面讲到的呢，他们本来应该得到安息，但是呢，因为他们不信神，所以没得到。
So, I guess what I'm going to have to do, Ling Mei, I'm going to have to study that passage more.
所以他跟利梅说呢，他下一步要做的呢，他就是去研究一下这些经文，然后再给你答案。
So I will tell you another story.
我告诉你。
Many years ago, some of the Christians at 16th said to me, we are going to study the book of Hebrews, and we're going to study it together on a Saturday night. And they said, Harold, you are going to teach us the book of Hebrews.
今天他给大家讲个故事。很多年前呢，在十六届教会里有个人跟着他说呢，我们在星期六晚上的圣经学习呢，我们要学习希伯来书，然后 Harold, 你要准备教我们希伯来书。
And I said, I don't want to.
我说我不想教。
And they said, why? And I said, because the book of Hebrews is too hard for me to explain.
我说我不想教，他们说为什么？我说因为那个希伯来书对我来说是太难讲。
And so they said, all right, try.
他们说好吧，你总要试一下。
And so we started studying Hebrews one verse at a time.
然后他们就开始一节一节的学习希伯来书。
And for me it was wonderful because I began to understand the book of Hebrews. And Ling Mei, in the book of Hebrews, the context is very important.
因为实际上呢，对他来说是一件美好的事，他开始理解希伯来书了。他跟利梅说呢，就是说希伯来书的最重要的一点是你要看上下文。
And the context basically says for the book of Hebrews that, see if I can just get my mind on it now. The context is, we are not to say no to the gospel and go back to the way the people were in the Jewish people were in the book of Hebrews. We don't go back, we go on.
所以呢，他尝试着把这个说清楚。他说希伯来书的他这个上下文的关系呢，就是说我们希伯来人不要对那个福音说不，而回到以前他们犹太人的那种教义里面去，我们要不要回去，要往前走去学福音。
The teaching of the book of Hebrews is that many people saw the goodness, the miracles, the grace of God. They observed it, but they didn't follow it.
所以希伯来书讲到的呢，他们希伯来人很多呢，他们看到了神的美善，看到了神所行的良善的事和神迹，但是呢，他们却不去顺服。
It was written to the Jewish people who had seen all the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ.
其实这是写给那些犹太人，他们这些人所有的都看到过主耶稣行的神迹。
But they didn't all follow him.
但他们都并没有所有的人都顺服主。
Just like their forebears in the days of Moses, they saw all the miracles of God through Moses, but they did not believe God, they believed the miracles.
实际上这里就是讲到他们的先人那样的，他们先人就是跟那个摩西在一起的，他们所有的人都看到了神所行的神迹，但是他们却不相信神，去相信那些神迹。
And so the teaching of the book of Hebrews is, you know the miracles happened, you saw the wonderful things, don't go back, go on with Jesus.
所以这个希伯来书的教导呢，就是你们所有的人呢，都看到了那些神迹，都看到了神所行的一些美事，所以呢，不要往后走，而是去相信主耶稣基督，跟随主耶稣。
So that's part of the answer.
这是一部分的答案。
The other part of the answer is that we have been going through the New Testament page by page.
所以另外一个不答案呢，就是我们还没有学习新约一页一页的学。
And there's only 10 more pages until we get to the book of Hebrews.
所以呢，我们还有几页书呢，我们就可以要学习希伯来书了。
Which according to everything else is that when we get to the book of Hebrews, we'll be able to answer your question more appropriately.
所以呢，这个答案呢，就是说当我们开始学习希伯来书的时候，我可能会更妥当的回答你的问题。
So you may have to wait for many, many months before we get to Hebrews, but hopefully when we will, the answer to the question will be much more clear.
因为你可能要等几个月，等我们学到希伯来书的时候，我会更清楚的来回答你的问题。
All right, so let me just say again, the answer to the question is this. God says, you must believe that I am the God who can raise dead bodies. And the Hebrews didn't believe that.
所以呢，答案呢，就是神跟他们说，你必须去相信这样一个神，他可以让死人从死里复活，然后你们这些希伯来人却不相信这一点。
All right, so again, that's not a full answer. Hopefully, I'll give it some more thought over the week, and we'll have more answer for you next Tuesday.
因为这不是全部的答案，他希望呢，在下个星期二呢，他能给你一个更完整的答案。
I'm just writing it down so I don't forget.
所以他把那你的问题记下来，免得他忘了。
那我就顺便再追加一下吧，反正是已说到这个问题了，那就是。因为最后进入应许之地的就是两个人，摩西没有进入。那对于摩西，他肯定和死在旷野这些40年死在旷野的人是不一样的，但是他也没有进入旷野那个应许之地。他是不是这个是
要讲的是另一个主题啊，应该是我，所以这个地方我就有点就有点混了，因为这些人和摩西和这些人一样，最后都没进入那个应许之地。
Okay. 那你的问题就是说，那摩西是不是得救了？是这个意思？
因为我不清楚这一段到底是还是他根本这一段问题是不是指的得救和成圣，还是指的是指的是单独警醒是因为不信，我就找不到这个主题，因为混在一起，包括摩西没有进入，我就搞不清楚这一段的主题到底是什么啊，就不通觉得这些事情。
对，他会详细的跟你讲，我再把这个问题给他那个讲一下。
好，
是你妹has an additional question about this question, and she said, there's only two men enter into the promised land, Joshua and Caleb. But her question is, how about Moses? Moses didn't enter into the promised land too. So this is get her very confused. She didn't know what this verse talk about is a salvation.Or is not, they didn't get the salvation, just like, Moses. So Moses is the issue here.
Okay, that's very good, Ling Mei. It's a good question. I've never thought of it like that before. There's no question Moses went to heaven. We know that.
这个问题呢是一个很有趣的很好的问题。他从来没那么想过，但是毫无疑问的是呢，摩西是进入天堂的。
And there's no question that Aaron and Miriam, we believe they went to heaven too, but the proof is very definitely for Moses. So I've got to think it all through and pray it all through, to answer it clearly for you.
所以呢，那个米勒跟亚伦呢，他可能他们也是去进入天堂的，但是摩西进入天堂的这个证据是更确凿，所以呢，他要是这个，他要把这个问题给你讲清楚呢，他要去祷告，然后做更多的学习，才可以把你这个问题讲清楚。
All right, so Ling Mei, next week, Josh has got an answer.
你们
因为他呢还有时间这个回答个问题吗
？OK， 等他把 Harold 讲了 ，Harold 把你们的问题讲了，你再提你的问题。So Josh had a question after you answer Lin-Mei's question.
No, I don't have more for Lin-Mei today.
Okay.
I've got to do some more praying and some more reading.To make
okay.
sure that I understand the question and can answer it clearly and accurately. Josh, go ahead.
那他说今天丽美的问题他已经要在他做更多的祷告能够更清楚的回答之后他再回答丽美的问题。所以老陈你可以提你的问题。
OK, 那个这个还是回到这个提摩太前书的2章11节和12节。我觉得作为一个男人读这两节读得很舒服。啊我觉得是你写得真好。
你的问题是什么
我的问题是作为一个妻子来说你让他一味的顺服丈夫。首先是两种情况。第一种是如果这个丈夫所做的决定是错误的他应不应该顺服这是第一。第二如果丈夫所做的决定在目前看来是错误的但是长久看来或者说经过一段时间看来他这个决定是正确的那么这个他当时没有顺服这个怎么说他应不应该去顺服
OK, 所以你的问题就是说第一你是作为男人你读到这两句经文你读得很舒服你的圣经写得很那个正确。第二个就是说作为女人来说她要怎么去读这两句经文 那就是说是，
对，如果说是这个男人所做的决定确实是错误的，他应不应该顺服？第二，在目前暂时看来是错误的，他长久看来是他做出了一个正确的决定。那当时如果他的女人不顺服，是吧？我们怎么去理解？对。
So actually, Josh's question, has three parts. The first part is, he said that when he read that, first Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 and, verse 11 and 12, he was very happy. He said, Bible is very good. So the second part is, how the woman, read this verse. The third part is about, that, a woman have to, submit to, her husband. But what if, her husband made the wrong decision? Should the woman, obey or not? Or if that decision, for now seems, wrong, but for the future, maybe the decision is, right. So how about, how the woman, what should the woman do in this circumstance?
Well, Josh, that's a good question for women to ask.
但是你这个问题是应该是女人来问比较好。
我就是帮站在这个妻子的角度来帮妻子的，在帮这些女人们来提的这个问题。
是，就是的。
That is a good question. That's a good question for us to return to next week, Josh, as well.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult.
这是一个好问题。
So I think next week we should consider both of those questions.
这个问题真是个好问题，我们应该，下个星期回来，下个星期二来的时候呢，把这两个问题都回答一下。So, by the way, Josh said, he asked this question in the behalf of the wives.
Very good. It's true. It's not easy. So, next week, I'm going to try to address those questions, but you must pray that I will have the right answers, because I don't want to lead anybody astray.
所以他说呢，这都是很好的问题，但是你们大家呢，都要为他祷告，为他祷告，让 Harold 给你们最正确的答案，他不想误导任何人。
All right. Our time is gone, so that means that I don't have to try to answer now.
可是我们时间也到了，所以这证明呢，他没有必要再继续尝试着回答你们的问题了。开玩笑。
All right. Okay, let's pray. We'll get back to these answers next time, Lord willing. Lord, we want to thank you for the boldness of our God.
主啊，我们要非常感谢神的极其大胆。
You address many of these issues head on, and Lord, we find them confusing. We're not really sure how to respond, but we want to respond on what is right.
其实主啊，您很直接大胆地把这些问题讲出来，我们有时候有点糊涂，不知道怎么反应。我们祷告是您帮助我们做出正确的反应。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will just guide us and direct us now in order that we will know the right answers. In the meantime, Lord, may we continue obedient.
主要我们祷告说您来指导我们引导我们帮助我们去理解这些经文，然后在这样的时间我们祷告尽管我们不理解也要顺服。
Lord, show us what to do in the simple things and especially be patient with us and help us to know what to do when it is more difficult.
你主要就求您让这件事变简单一点，尤其是让您要有耐心，对我们要有耐心，让我们能够在这个很难的时候知道怎么去理解。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you all. Thank you for your patience today. And,